After World War II, when veterans' hospitals noticed that music could soothe their shell-shocked patients, a new health profession was born, music therapy. Today, music therapists work with a variety of patients, including autistic children and people with Parkinson's disease. Music is also used with Alzheimer's patients and others suffering from brain damage or deterioration. While therapists report some astonishing results, scientists caution that no one knows for sure what music is doing for these patients. Ann Cooper has this report.
In the 1990 film Awakenings, Robin Williams plays a doctor determined to bring his nursing home patients out of their catatonic states. He probes for any signs of awareness. Can they catch a ball tossed to them? Can they concentrate on TV? Can they respond to music?
This is one of the most beautiful arias ever written. Watch them closely for any reactions.
In the movie, the doctor finds a drug and some therapies that help. Music is one of them. Put the right record on the phonograph, it seems, and mental fogs lift, briefly, but long enough to eat a meal or play a hand of cards. These movie awakenings were based on a book written by Oliver Sacks, a neurologist whose real-life patients lived in a New York hospital called Beth Abraham. It's located in a shabby neighborhood of the Bronx. And even before Oliver Sacks arrived there in the 1960s, Beth Abraham was pioneering music therapy.
Let's all sing together now, okay?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
A ragged but enthusiastic chorus of Beth Abraham patients follows the cues of John Marino, one of the hospital's music therapists. Most of the dozen or so patients here are elderly women. But there are others as well, including a tall young man in his early 20s. All of these patients share a common affliction, dementia. Strokes or accidents have damaged their brains, robbing them of memories and sometimes basic skills, like the ability to talk or walk or feed themselves. But during this sing-along, everyone seems alert and focused on the music, though not always in perfect pitch.
And one last time. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The first thing I see is an emotional response. I see a smile or a grimace or a change in their eyes.
Connie Tomeno is the director of Beth Abraham's music therapy department. As much as anyone, Tomeno is responsible for Beth Abraham's belief that music, far from being just cheerful entertainment for patients, can trigger memories trapped in unreachable parts of a dementia patient's brain.
And hearing the melody again will bring back sort of this part of their life. And if the melody's played enough, then there's a way of helping them retrieve what re-acknowledge some of those memories so they feel connected to what's going on around them. And that's, so that's probably what happens with people with Alzheimer's disease when they respond to music.
Twice a week, Tomeno works with another more difficult group, four elderly long-term patients who have advanced dementia. They are antisocial, spending listless days in their hospital rooms and shunning all activities except the music sessions.
I have a drum over here, if you'd like to play it again.
What?
I have the drum, if you'd like to play it.
These patients are part of a study Tomeno is working on, testing whether music can coax them back into contact with the world, and especially with other people.
It's good to see you, Robert.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Tomeno serenades each of the patients. They're seated in wheelchairs, motionless and barely responding as the music therapist bends down to greet them. But over the next hour, as Tomeno pumps out old standards and special requests from her accordion, her tiny audience slowly begins to animate. She plays Bolero, and the dark eyes of Aurora, an immigrant from Ecuador, suddenly shine with bright recognition. Sadie, the Russian woman, has no requests. She dozes much of the time. But even when her eyes are shut, she keeps beating time on her drum.
Robert,
yeah.
Is there any special music that you'd like to hear today?
Wait, let me call you sweetheart.
Let me call you sweetheart.
This number brings Robert briefly to life. He waves his hands in time to the music, but smiles and drum beating and lips forming silent words are the most Tamino can coax from these four patients. This group only began meeting a few weeks ago, she says. That's probably not long enough to expect the kind of dramatic responses that Connie Tamino and other music therapists have sometimes recorded.
So you'll see a Parkinson's person who really can't get out of their wheelchair, all of a sudden bound out of the chair and walk across the room if the right music's playing.
Tamino says even small changes can be major victories for elderly patients.
What I have seen is people who couldn't feed themselves now recognize that there's a plate of food in front of them and have the attention span to actually look at the food long enough to realize it's there and make sense of what it is. I've also had a man who couldn't remember his wife's name. She said, if there's anything I want is for him to call me by my name, and that happened.
Tamino can't say precisely how music affected the brains of these patients. That's one reason why many health insurers don't cover the costs of music therapy.
We all know that music makes you feel better, it can relax you, it can make it a pleasant experience and emotional, trigger some memories. And it may be that that's all that it does.
Joseph Arezzo is vice chairman of the Department of Neuroscience at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. It's not far from Beth Abraham in the Bronx. Arezzo says medical schools have been slow to consider therapies from outside the mainstream, like music. While more than 70 colleges and universities offer degrees in music therapy, and some 5,000 therapists have been certified in the United States, Arezzo says music is still considered an alternative therapy. That means any benefits it may bring must be scientifically proven before it can earn the full respect of the medical establishment. Still, Arezzo says the anecdotes and enthusiasm of music therapists are intriguing, and science may someday show that music helps restructure or even reorganize the brain to recover lost skills.
For instance, there's extremely strong data now suggesting that music, the repetitive beat of music, can help synchronize walking, can synchronize movement. So in some Parkinson's patients and patients recovering from stroke, the beat of a background musical piece clearly helps them walk better.
Less clear, says Arezzo, is music's significance in treating patients with memory loss or language dysfunction. That doesn't mean a linkage won't be found, says Arezzo, but it will take scientific research, not just anecdotes, to prove it. I'm Ann Cooper reporting.
So, say, do you want to hear a fast song or a slow song?
Okay.
A slow song.
I'm Mandy Patinkin. And you're listening to a special one-hour edition of Gray Matters, Music and the Brain, from PRI, Public Radio International.